been charged with two counts of sexual assault. This relates to an alleged incident 2 years ago. It allegedly happened weeks after Bruce Lehrman appeared in an ACT court over unrelated allegations that he had raped Brittany Higgins. That case involving Brittany was aborted after juror misconduct, and Lehrman has always maintained his innocence. So what allegedly happened in Toowoomba just a number of weeks later? We're going to be very careful how we cover this story. Samantha Maiden understands that better than anyone. She's been covering this for news.com.au, and Samantha Maiden joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
We've got to be careful how we handle it, but can we just go to...
I would like to thank... Clearly, it is Brittany Higgins for trusting me to tell her story, and I'm so grateful for her. There were women that came before her, particularly, you know, the incredible work of Louise Milligan and Four Corners. I think that it's worth noting that, you know, Brittany Higgins was in part inspired by Rochelle Miller coming forward, and it's kind of really fascinating. You'd think that the fact that that Rochelle Miller was kind of, you know, run down around the corridors would dissuade her from going public, but it actually had a sort of radicalising effect in a way, because she basically thought, well, if that's the way they're going to treat her, you know, thinking a lot more about the way that she perceived that she had been treated. And
Toowoomba, so this is a number of weeks after the case in the ACT. What is alleged to have happened? And we do need to point out that this has not been heard in court at this point, and Bruce Lehrman has not entered a plea.
No, that's correct. He is expected, though, to plead not guilty. So we need to say that these are allegations at this stage, and he's not yet been committed to trial. So whether or not that process plays out, he may not be committed to trial. We'll find out in coming weeks and months. But the allegation is, as you said, two counts of sexual assault. It relates to a night out in October of 2021. At the time, he had been charged in relation to the Brittany Higgins matter. He hadn't physically appeared in court yet, but that process had started appearing in the Canberra courts. So October 2021, he's in Toowoomba, which is, of course, where he grew up, and it's alleged that he went out for a night out. He was at a Toowoomba venue. It was a strip club called The Vault, and police will allege that while he was there, he met a young woman in the smokers area, and they agreed after socialising to go back to a friend's house.
Let me jump in there. So she says that Bruce introduced himself as Bryce, and she recalls socialising with friends and consuming more alcohol and a quantity of cocaine. And as you say, she says she was then talking to this man in the smokers area. They ended up leaving the venue together. So what's alleged to have happened next?
Well, what's alleged to have happened next is that they went back to this friend's house, that there was some consensual kissing, and that they got into bed together. And police will allege that she was wearing her clothes. And as they started kissing, that police will allege that she said to him, you know, you need to wear a condom if, you know, if we're going to have sex. Police will allege that when she next awoke, that sex was occurring and that she wasn't wearing all her clothes and she didn't recall taking them off, and that basically she then said to him, oh, well, you know, did you use protection? And he said, well, no, we didn't. And that there's two counts of alleged rape that relate to that. Obviously, it is a potential offence in Queensland to not wear protection when you've been asked to. And basically, the next morning, she basically, police will allege, said, well, I need to get the morning after pill. And so they drove to a chemist, according to police, and a morning after pill was obtained. They also went to a McDonald's drive-thru, and it will be alleged that police have CCTV from the night in question in Toowoomba at the entertainment venue.
Let me jump in again, Sam. So if we can then go 2 weeks later, and I'm just doing this so that everyone can follow the case and follow the details. And again, this case has not been heard in court, and as Sam suggests, that it's expected that Bruce Lehrman will be pleading not guilty, but at this stage he's not entered a plea. So you've taken us through the night in question and the morning after. Then weeks later, the woman was allegedly speaking to a friend's mother about the Brittany Higgins case, and then she notices something online, allegedly.
Yeah, that's right. So this will obviously be crucial to the case, and this will obviously be an issue that Mr. Lehrman's defence team will be examining very closely if this proceeds further through the court system. What is alleged was that it was when the complainant Googled the Brittany Higgins matter that she saw the accused in that matter for the first time, and it will be alleged that, according to police, she said, "Oh, this is the man who had unprotected sex with me that night. I should contact the police and tell them, you know, what I say happened," and that's what occurred. Okay. So the allegation will be that she didn't, you know, make a complaint of rape or sex without consent immediately after the incident, but a couple of weeks later when she Googled this other matter and she saw his face. So that is going to be the allegation.
Okay. As we both acknowledge, a very tricky one as far as reporting the details, but I really appreciate you jumping on the line.
The last person I think I should thank is Scott Morrison, who has provided me with some of the most, whether it's Hawaii in the bushfires or this story, some of the most important and challenging and I hope useful work of my career. I really hope I haven't forgotten anyone, but I didn't prepare a speech. So I'd like to thank you all, and hopefully we can catch up later. Oh, the one good story I do have, if anyone wants to ask me at the bar later, is Joe Dyer, who you may recall, who was involved
on this morning.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, you know, we just need to repeat that Mr. Lehrman remains an innocent man under the law. He's never convicted in relation to the Higgins matter, and he has not yet been committed to trial in relation to this. So, you know, this process will now continue to play out in the courts. But I think that it is a huge victory for open justice that we can now report on this. He's obviously been before the courts since January of 2023, multiple court appearances in relation to this matter. We couldn't report it until now because of laws in Queensland that you couldn't reveal the identity of the accused until they are committed to trial. Those laws were changed. He obviously fought the fight in the magistrates and the Supreme Court to keep his name suppressed, but in the Queensland Supreme Court yesterday, Justice Peter Applegarth found that, you know, that the principle of open justice required that he be named.
Samantha Maiden from news.com.au. The case will return to the Toowoomba Magistrates Court on the 1st of November.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.
I went to university with her, and when I was editing the student newspaper in 1992, 30 years ago now, she threatened me with an injunction. And that was my first experience, I suppose, of journalism. It was a fantastic story about travel rorts involving the debating club. So I wasn't surprised to see her get legal these days, and we get along fine now, but it was really something getting hit by a threatened injunction at the age of 19 or something, I think I was. So, you've heard enough from me. Thank you. I'm so appreciative. This is a great honour, and I'd like to thank Brittany Higgins. Thank you.